Edge of Jealousy by Maggie Jolly, read by Maggie Jolly. Summary: Luke's thoughts during the performance of Edge of Great during Julie's party in episode 7 of season 1. Julie started singing and playing by herself with her amazing voice. His songs, no, their songs, sounded better when she sang them than he had ever expected them to. They plopped in and started playing just as they planned it, and the party guest gasped, even though all of them had already seen them do that at least once. But if Luke was honest, he was still a bit impressed when they teleported and when people were suddenly able to see them as soon as they started playing with Julie. Maybe her voice really was magic. Julie stood up from the piano to stand with them and then turned to sing a few lines with Reggie. Soon both of them turned to Alex to sing with him, and Luke stepped towards her in anticipation of her coming to him next and sharing her microphone with him. But she just turned back to the crowd and didn't even look at him. And when it was his turn to sing, she danced with Reggie. Strange. The next time she looked in his direction, he tried inviting her over to him with a tilt of his head, but she ignored him again and seemed to actively avoid looking at him before she walked away from the three of them and to the front where the audience stood. Reggie seemed to notice her strange behavior too. He walked over with a confused look to sing with Luke for a few moments. He gave Luke a few knowing looks that he couldn't respond to and then walked back to his own mic. Singing with him wasn't the same as singing with Julie, no matter what Luke had told the others earlier. What was going on? They always sang together. They had for every song since that first time at her school. It was their thing. The boys might have read too much into it, but they hadn't been wrong. They had chemistry when they sang together, chemistry that helped sell their performances. Why would Julie just ignore that and seemingly deliberately ignore him? Flynn got a moment too. Julie linked hands with her for a moment and sang at her. She wasn't even part of the band. Then he saw that guy Nick in the audience, the one she was dancing with for school, the one who seemed to have a crush on her. Was she maybe risking the performance just to make sure that baby-faced boy didn't get jealous? That was a stupid reason. She shouldn't let anything like that get in the way of their music. Just like he had told Alex earlier, their music was more important than crushes. Julie had clamped on her piano, which looked amazing and was a great idea, but it also meant she still wasn't interacting with him or the rest of the band. Eventually, he couldn't resist and walked over to get at least a little moment between them. It didn't last long. She jumped up far too quickly and forced him to go back to his own mic so he didn't miss his singing cues. This wasn't the point of the band. Yes, they were Julie and the Phantoms, but that didn't mean they were just her background act. His theory about Nick seemed to be correct. He suddenly seemed a lot less enthusiastic about their performance after Luke's little moment with Julie. Good. He was nothing but a distraction. What did Julie see in that guy anyways? Julie climbed down from the piano, really, he would have to tell her later that had been a great idea, and went to sit back down at her piano. She couldn't ignore him there, so he slowly walked over to sit next to her and finally got to sing with her for the finale of the song while Reggie and Alex had already popped out. This time, she didn't try to stop him. How was it that singing felt even better when he was sharing a mic with her and looking in her eyes while doing it? Thank you for listening to my first attempt at podficking,